Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation in the midst of a great election campaign. There are elections tomorrow in New Jersey, state legislative elections, which will test the power of Governor Murphy. His wife, it looks like, the First Lady of New Jersey, is planning to run for a Senate seat, which may not be housing any further Bob Menendez, who, of course, has been indicted on a number of charges. Speaking of indicted on a number of charges, President Trump is facing a whole series of trials, even after his testimony today. This is just the beginning. And many of those trials to be occurring right in the midst of the presidential primaries. Could that force him out of this election? It doesn't seem to be leaning in that direction, because the more that Trump gets indicted, the more that he gets accused, the more popular he seems to get, the more determined his base, his followers, his loyalists seem to rally behind him. So what can happen to change this dirge-like, dreary parade to a year from now that would be involved with having the 77-year-old Trump as the only real alternative to the 80-year-old Biden? We'll be speaking to Juan Williams of Fox News about some of the weird things that could happen, saying that no prediction for next year's race is too weird to come true. We'll be talking to Juan Williams coming up on that. Juan Williams was not, definitely, at the big rally in Washington, D.C. It was billed as a rally for Palestinian liberation and for the great nation of Palestine, which, of course, has never existed. And a speaker at the anti-Israel rally in Washington basically said that the Palestinians have the right to fight for their land by any means necessary. Listen, this is clip one.
It is right to rebel. Israel can go to hell.
First thing I want to get into here is that Palestinians are showing us what decolonization really looks like. Oppressed people fight tooth and nail for their freedom. But I want to make it very clear that for the oppressed and colonized people of the world, for the Palestinians living in the open air prison of Gaza, having faced decades of ethnic cleansing, land theft, and repression, decolonization ain't a metaphor. This is real. Palestinians have a right to rebel. But that means that they have a right to fight to free their land from the river to the sea by any means necessary. And I do mean any means necessary.
Okay. The do means any means necessary means including terrorism, obviously. When he talks about the Palestinians living in the open-air prison, they make the rules. They're the wardens there. There is no foreign domination or colonial power or colonization of Gaza. It doesn't exist. Between 1948... when the State of Israel gained its independence and recognition by the UN, and etc. Between 1948 and 1967, for those 20 years, Gaza was held by Egypt. And it was part of Egypt, and that continued until 1967. As a result of Israel's victory in the June War in 1967, they took over the Gaza Strip. And by the way, the reason that Israel kept the Gaza Strip at that time was because during that previous 19-year period, there was a phenomenon called the Fedayeen, which was in Gaza, located in Gaza, and very much encouraged by the Egyptian government. They were early terrorists who would come across the border between Egypt and Israel and basically raid Jewish settlements, murder people, try to attack army bases, etc. But the idea that the people live in an open-air prison and that there's genocide going on and ethnic cleansing. Okay, back to that period between 1967 and 2005, which is a 38-year period. It's a long period of time. In that period of time, the population of Gaza went up. It didn't go down. How do you claim ethnic cleansing? How do you claim genocide when the population of Palestinians in Gaza quadrupled during the time that Israel actually held that territory? And Israel basically left the territory and handed it over to the Palestinians to make what they will of it, because that was the overwhelming majority of the population in Gaza. And then the decision was actually made by Hamas by winning an election and then by driving out the people from Fatah, the rival Palestinian group, the Palestinian Authority. This big event in Washington, D.C., it also featured the Seattle rapper Macklemore, who, along with the hundreds of thousands of other people, had this to say about the war in Gaza.
First and foremost, this is absolutely beautiful to observe today. I didn't expect to be on a microphone, but there are thousands of people here that are more qualified to speak on the issue of a free Palestine than myself. But I will say this. They told me to be quiet. They told me to do my research, to go back, and it's too complex to say something, right? To be silent in this moment. In the last 3 weeks, I've gone back and I've done some research, and I'm teachable. I don't know enough, but I know enough that this is a genocide. And we are scared. We are watching it unfold. We have been taught to just be complicit, to protect our careers, to protect our interests. And I'm not going to do it anymore. I'm not afraid to speak the truth.
Okay, when you speak like that, the question would be, okay, look at the other side for just a moment, Macklemore. What would you do if you were an Israeli leader and you just, with no provocation, none, with, again, a complete independence already granted and Palestinian rule already granted to the entire Gaza Strip? This is not a fight over boundaries. This is not a fight over who will control the Gaza Strip. This is a fight against terrorism, against murder, against killing at least 1,400 people and holding 240 hostages. Macklemore continued in the same spirit in which he began, having, quote, done his research, which I'd love to try to speak with him about. This is clip 13.
You know, my daughter said to me this morning, she said, she's 8 years old, she said, "Dad, when we protest today, when we march today, how are the people in Palestine going to know that we're showing up? Look at this. Look at this. The world is watching what we do right now in this moment of injustice."
Okay, given the fact that there has been not the slightest initiative to guarantee Israel security, to release hostages, to make any progress toward justice, isn't that a bit ironic? We'll be speaking with Juan Williams of Fox News on weird predictions about the presidential race coming up.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
God help me, I'm addicted to
The Michael Medved Show.
And on The Michael Medved Show, one of America's most independent-minded political observers is Juan Williams, a Fox News analyst, a columnist for The Hill magazine, a former reporter, scribe for The Washington Post, and the author of several best-selling books, including What the Hell Do You Have to Lose?, which has to do with the Trump administration and the Trump phenomenon and the black community. Juan's latest piece in The Hill, No Prediction for Next Year's Race is Too Weird to Come True. Is there any prediction in particular among the ones that you mentioned, or maybe even the ones that you didn't mention, any possibility for next year's race that actually keeps you up at night, Juan Williams?
Well, I think, you know, from the Democrats' perspective, Michael, I think it's the idea that something happens to Biden, and that despite his reluctance to pull out, he's forced to pull out, in which case then, on the Democratic side, really things are thrown up in the air. I don't know if you saw this, but over the weekend there was a lot of talk about why is Gavin Newsom over in China and, you know, and all that kind of thing, and is he running a shadow presidential campaign? And I think that, you know, all of a sudden you'd see not only Gavin Newsom, but then you'd have Whitmer of Michigan, maybe, you know, J.T. Pritzker of Illinois. I think there'd be lots of attention then to what happens with Vice President Kamala Harris, and are people offended that the first black Asian vice president doesn't automatically get the nomination? It would be pretty chaotic on the Democratic side.
It would indeed. And what about the Republican side if all of a sudden, I mean, it's kind of hard to imagine Trump losing, except when you think about it, if he ends up finishing second or even a weak first in Iowa and then losing in New Hampshire, that, because he's such a prohibitive favorite and because he's been president before, that kind of knocks the wind out of his sails, doesn't it?
Well, yes, and I think that's what, I mean, they don't say it. But I think that's why you have all these people running. You know, they clearly are trying to stake out a lane as the alternative to Trump. But that's not selling with Republican primary voters in Iowa or elsewhere at the moment. However, as you noted over the weekend, Kim Reynolds, the governor of Iowa, endorsed DeSantis. DeSantis has been fading, but he's tied for second with Haley. Meanwhile, in New Hampshire, Governor Sununu looks like he's set or ready to endorse Haley. And, you know, so you could see Trump having a little trouble in both those states. Although, you know, let's be clear with the listener, Trump is still up, I think, by 27 percentage points in Iowa and still up in New Hampshire.
He is, and he had that new series of swing state polls from Siena College and the New York Times that shows that in all of the crucial swing states, Pennsylvania and Michigan and Arizona and Georgia and Nevada, President Trump is well ahead of Joe Biden. The only one where Biden is ahead is Wisconsin. What does that tell you about the state of mind in this country looking ahead to the election, which is just a year from now? It's a year from today. So
it's a year from today.
With?
In fact, that's the way I started the column, is to remind people we're a year out. And that's why I think lots of weird things might happen. And, you know, it's hard to predict, but at this point you'd say, boy, it looks like this is going to be a roller coaster, topsy-turvy type experience in terms of American politics. So what I would say to you about that New York Times Siena poll, Michael, is that two things. One is, do you realize that, you know, President Obama, President Trump were just about in the same place a year out? So, you know, that doesn't tell you a whole lot. But it does tell you at this moment, when I look at the numbers, especially you do a little bit of a dive, what strikes me is that people are just grumpy and that they are right now focused on Joe Biden as the reason for all the problems, for the wars in the Middle East, for the war in Ukraine, for the dysfunction in Congress, even though you might say, oh, gosh, that was a, you know, Republican fight and a Republican fight gone wrong that shut down the Congress for those 3 weeks. But I think people are just like, you know, I don't like politics. I find this so upsetting. Why aren't things working? And then, of course, their number one complaint's about the economy. And it looks like we're doing a little better with inflation, but people are still like, no, I think prices are too high. But in all of this, they are pointing a finger at Joe Biden. And then, of course, there's things like his age or he walks stiffly. All of that, it's all about him. It's not about Donald Trump. I think Americans oftentimes complain about the person in power because they assume that they're responsible for the current state of affairs. But the thing about a year from now, Election Day, is that we will have less of a referendum on Biden and more of a choice between Biden and Trump if these two hold on. And at that point, you can expect that lots of other issues will intervene, like abortion, for example. But also, you know, some of the comments Trump has made about Israel or about Russia. You know, at that point, you really do have to ask people, are you going to buy into the Trump package in the way that we've seen, you know, so many in the House buy into it and the chaos that's attached to that decision?
When you say the chaos attached to that decision, one thing that you didn't talk about in your column, and where there certainly could be every kind of surprise, I haven't heard much speculation on Trump, who is the likely nominee. If he is the nominee, who does he pick as his running mate? I think that the odds are very strong it won't be Mike Pence again. I think that would be hard to imagine.
Right. So, obviously, you have people who are competing for that post, and I think some of them are running supposedly against him. I can't imagine that he would feel favorably towards DeSantis or Haley at this point. I think that he would see them as, you know, rhinos and all the rest. But you look at Tim Scott and you say, huh, you never know. He's been pretty favorable towards Scott. How about Vivek Ramaswamy? He's been pretty favorable and, you know, you can see some potential there. And then you have people like the woman who was running for Senate out in Arizona, I'm blocking on her name.
Carrie Lake.
Carrie Lake, yeah. She's been very clear, I think, that she would love to have that nomination.
Well, no, she's running for Senate now, and she actually said that this takes her out of the vice presidential race. Juan, can you want to stay around? And
I'd be delighted.
Good, because I want to go to your column about Nikki Haley combating anti-Semitism. And more coming up on the Medved Show.
Love your show.
The Michael Medved Show.
I give it 4 stars.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You
USA News Update. Alina Haba, the lawyer for former President Trump, is expressing disapproval of the judge overseeing his civil fraud trial in New York.
Everyone has a right in this country to get up and put a defense. I don't care who you are.
This comes after the judge admonished Trump's lawyers, stating they were not there to listen to Trump's opinions and accused him of evading direct answers on the witness stand. Trump has finished his testimony. President Joe Biden is trailing Donald Trump in 5 of the 6 most important battleground states, according to new polling by the New York Times and Siena College. Biden is currently losing to Trump by margins of 3-10% among registered voters in Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, and Pennsylvania. According to a recent Gallup survey, support for the death penalty is at its lowest point in 50 years. The survey reveals that 50% of respondents believe it is administered unfairly. John Schaefer, USA News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Michael Medved Show, a few minutes more with Juan Williams of Fox News. And one of the things that you wrote a column about recently is how Nikki Haley could benefit her campaign by standing up against GOP anti-Semitism. Juan, what do you mean?
Well, you know, to my mind, one of the things about the entire GOP primary race has been the failure for anybody to stand up to Donald Trump. Apparently, they fear that the Trump base would then reject them, and they're all hoping, as we discussed in the prior segment, to become the alternative to Trump if he stumbles or fails, maybe because of all the indictments and trials that he's involved with. But when it comes to anti-Semitism, here is an opportunity because Trump has not only gone after Israel, like, I mean, it's very strange because he's the same guy who moved the capital to Jerusalem, says that he's the biggest fan, but then comes this moment and he says Hamas is smart, Michael.
Hezbollah. He said Hezbollah was smart.
Hezbollah was smart.
Same idea, yeah.
Okay, and then he goes after Netanyahu and says that Netanyahu had backed out of a deal with him, and it was just not the right moment. It's really sour tone. And it reminded me, if you look at some of these very conservative groups, that they were blaming Netanyahu for the attack is if he does, you know, clearly they should, if the intelligence community in Israel should have known something, but they're all about, did he know something and allow this? And I'm like, this is bizarre. They're trying to blame the Israelis. I don't think, there's no shortage of critics of Netanyahu, but nobody's going to blame the Israelis. But no, some of these Republican groups on the Internet are doing just that. And then, of course, it reminded me that if you go way back, someone you might know, Michael Patrick Buchanan, who once said, you know, big Republican, ran for president, he described Capitol Hill as Israeli-occupied territory. This is all part, it seems to me, of what has been going on among Republicans. I know right now they are very quick to say, oh, there's people on the left in the Democratic ranks. But you stop and think about it, those people are at the fringes, and they are treated as outcasts for the most part. But, you know, the history and the long history of critical comments about Jews coming from conservatives, that's not news. There's nothing groundbreaking there.
Well, again, though, I was just talking to the audience about this a little bit earlier, is on this issue, on the issue of support for Israel, the only Republican who voted against the resolution in the House of Representatives condemning Hamas was Thomas Massie of Kentucky, who is
right.
he's kind of aligned with Ron Paul, who was poisonously anti-Israel, and Rand Paul, who's a little bit better. But in any event, there were a total of 15 Democrats who either voted present or they didn't find it in their hearts. They voted no. 9 who voted no and refused to condemn Hamas. Now, that shocked me. I mean, and it included people who, well, I guess you could say that they were on the fringe, but people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Diana Presley and Ilhan Omar and, of course, Rashida Tlaib, who also put up a Palestinian flag the day after the attacks of October 7th. So you talk about Haley, and she's been the subject of a bunch of your recent columns. Do you agree with the conventional wisdom that she is gaining momentum and could end up being the most serious challenger to President Trump?
Yes, and you know what? I think I was on your show, and you at the end of a segment with me, you said, who do you think might drop out? And that wise man, Juan Williams, he said, well, maybe Nikki Haley. And I, ever since, I've got, oh, my gosh, I wake up in the middle of the night and say, why did I say that to Michael? But, you know, I don't think there's any doubt that in the polls, she's the one that's been picking up momentum, and she's the one that's been picking up donors. Even though they're tied in Iowa, DeSantis and Haley have been headed in different directions. She's like up 10 points from where she was a month or two ago. He's down 10 points. So they're both at around 16%, as I said earlier, way behind Trump. But the energy, the momentum seems to be with the Haley camp. And I think it makes it all the more important for her to have a standout debate performance this week, coming this Wednesday night. But I would say that part of the reason that she's gaining ground is, again, more of a willingness to separate herself out from Trump. And I think on this point about U.S. support for Israel at this moment, she could make a big move by saying, look at what Trump has done, and here's why you shouldn't be supporting Trump, but support me, Nikki Haley.
Well, it's also, she's a big difference on the Ukraine, particularly as opposed to DeSantis and
yep.
Vivek Ramaswamy and Trump. I mean, Trump says he would solve the Ukraine war in 24 hours. The only way he would do that would be trying to force Zelensky into surrender. And that's not what I think the majority of Republicans, certainly not the majority of the American people, seem to want.
Well, that's right. Although right now what we're seeing and experiencing in Washington is a number, a large faction of Republicans in the House who seem to be questioning support for the Ukraine as a kind of bottomless pit of expenses. Why are we keep throwing money? Why aren't we using money here at home? I'm sure you've heard this rhetoric. But you're right. Overwhelmingly, the American people say that it's important to stop Putin and protect the Ukraine. And it's also being said, and I note that it's being said by Republican leaders like Mitch McConnell in the Senate, they're not buying into this. It's important also to send a signal to China, and it's important to send a signal to our enemies in the Middle East. So, again, they're out of step, and it would be a moment where Haley, given her foreign policy chops, could demonstrate how she stands apart from Trump in a way that would say, I'm a real conservative, I'm a real Republican.
Yeah, I was just thinking about talking to you, Juan. If Nikki Haley did, through some miracle, actually win the nomination, the entire tenor of the election, the tone of the election, the bitterness, the apocalypticism, the sense that we were losing our country and that everything was on the verge of civil war, it would be tamped down. I mean, it's kind of easy to, and almost reassuring to imagine if there were a presidential election between Nikki Haley and Joe Biden. Now, by the way, the polling shows right now that Nikki Haley would win. That same Siena College New York Times poll showed that Nikki Haley won all of the swing states and won them by more comfortable margins than Donald Trump. So, again, then that raises, if Nikki Haley is the nominee, who's the running mate?
It also raises the intriguing question, what happens to Trump's populist base? You know, that's not Nikki Haley's base. Nikki Haley's base is in, I would say they're still strongly conservative, but more moderate and less populist than the Trump base. And would they come out for Nikki Haley? That's the big question.
Or Robert F. Kennedy Jr. or Cornel West. You're right in your column. We've posted it on our website. There are so many weird things that could happen in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Juan Williams, always a joy speaking to you. Have a happy Thanksgiving coming up with your family. We'll be right back.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America. This is The Michael Medved Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Michael Medved Show, there's always a source, even on very serious issues, to get some humor when it comes to Bill Maher. And he spoke with some skepticism about the current tendency of progressives to very openly support the terrorist group Hamas and to spread and champion anti-Semitism. Clip 14, listen.
Gut-wrenching anti-Semitism, I must admit, I don't think of myself as a naive person, and I've been surprised.
Are we okay? Yes, and again, and what he was talking about in particular was people worried about the tiki torches in, that they... used in Charlottesville to march around a synagogue saying, no, the Jews won't replace us. Who's marching with the tiki torches now, he asked. And then considering the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border, Bill Maher had this to say.
Because this is the time of years when we get a caravan. They always call it a caravan. These are the immigrants coming up from Central America through Mexico. It sounds like a merry band of jugglers, but it's of course, desperate people. And I don't know, this is the second, I read this today, second year in a row, illegal crossings have been over 2 million. I think that's a record. Now, this is broken down to asylum seekers. That's a category that never used to be this high because the criteria to be a asylum seeker was a lot more stringent, 900,000, and then what they call gotaways, I had never heard that term, but I think I can guess what it means. It got away. That's 600. So that's 1.5 million. I guess we stopped half a million, and we stopped one out of four. I just want to say, if Biden has a plan for immigration, it's very subtle.
And it remains very subtle. There's actually a piece in the New York Times about how Nikki Haley has actually done a good job of differentiating herself, and because she talks about the need with people who are here undocumented, who are here illegally, to make a distinction between people who have been working at a job and people who have been actually breaking the law regularly by taking public benefits, which are not supposed to be available for people who are among the undocumented population. Meanwhile, there is a increasing information and increasing concern about the open anti-Semitism on college campuses. And again, the number of people who have actually been assaulted over this issue here in the United States, it's just extraordinary. And it's one of those things that I think has surprised a lot of people. And then I'll tell you one other thing with Bill Maher. He talked about it in his Club Random podcast. He laughed at Neil deGrasse Tyson, a great astronomer, a sort of public intellectual, about his inability to make a simple admission that men have a clear advantage over women in some sports. Listen, this is clip 24.
So if we can split wrestling into 10 categories, and that becomes the wrestling match.
But all men against each other.
Correct. So,
okay,
so now, I get
sort
that.
Of key point.
Okay. Okay, so all I'm saying is, what is it that makes the man? Is it the hormones? Okay.
Okay.
If it's the hormones, and you decide to give yourself a different cocktail of hormones, I'm making this up, by the way. I'm not saying it should happen this way. It's a way to start thinking about it.
It would be
maybe the track meets have hormone categories.
And maybe giving yourself the wrong hormones is deleterious to your health. Would you not admit that? Do you think we can just safely do things like this?
So you feel this way because you're concerned about, you're so deeply concerned about the health of the people who are trying to find their place on the gender spectrum? You care about their health so much that you don't want them to go through that?
It's not something that keeps me up at night, but when the subject comes up, I care about them like I care about all people.
Mm-hmm.
So if there is something...
You do, by the way. You think about all people.
Of course.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Oh, okay. You're being
you think about all people. No, I'm being sincere.
I do. Yes. Yeah. Old school liberal.
Yeah.
Okay. So I want all people to have, you know, make this very challenging world that we live in better. So that's why there's honest debate about this issue.
Okay. And there shouldn't be any debate that there are physiological differences that are profound and real between men and women. Speaking of women, one of the most honored women in recent American history, the former Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. She's still a member of the House of Representatives, and she was doing a forum where an audience member asked her to try to denounce Israel. And Nancy, well, she responded this way. This is clip 15.
We certainly are concerned about the life of every person, whether they're in Gaza or whether they're in Israel. That either ceasefire, a ceasefire is a gift to Hamas. We have to have a humanitarian pause so we can get the hostages out. And that is the policy of our President of the United States, who cares deeply about the loss of life on all sides. I don't know why people, if they want to go to war, they don't declare war and go in there and fight military to military, like a guy. And be a man, okay? I mean, you think that's such a big deal, so be one, right? But they don't. They go after children, 200 kids at a rate, 200 kids killed at a dance. It was a horrible thing. It doesn't justify any loss of, a commensurate loss of life of civilians that can be avoided.
Okay. Yes, it could be avoided. By the way, she was condemned, as was Hillary Clinton, by Pramila Jayapal, who's part of the ultra-progressive clique in the House of Representatives. The Holdovers is the name of a new movie that's a major Oscar contender already. Anthony Payne, the director, the star, Paul Giamatti. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
The celebrated director Alexander Payne, who previously crafted The Descendants and Sideways, works again with Paul Giamatti, who this time plays a crusty prep school teacher in 1970 who is stuck over Christmas holiday babysitting a small group of outcast students who deeply despise him in The Holdovers, now playing in theaters.
Now most of the kids dislike you, pretty much hate you. Teachers too. You know that, right?
I find the world a bitter and complicated place, and it seems to feel the same way about me.
And this is also a bitter and complicated movie with many touching elements and moments of unexpected humor. The supporting roles with young Dominic Sessa and Divine Joy Randolph are outstanding and impressive and likely to generate Oscar attention. At the end of 2 hours running time, you not only feel as if you know these people, but you actually come to care about them deeply. 3.5 stars for the impressive and unforgettable The Holdovers. And next time on the Medved Show, we are going to be speaking to John Yu, a law professor at University of California at Berkeley, about the latest legal imbroglios involving President Trump. He just finished his testimony today. What does that tell us about President Trump or about his bid for the presidency? We'll be speaking to John Yu about that. We'll also be speaking about the Middle East to Dan Snor, who's a former political aide to Republicans and a leading conservative voice, who wrote the book Startup Nation, the original book that talked about the Israeli high-tech revolution and what we could learn from it. He'll be talking about Israel's miracle, and we certainly could use one now. And NPR's Steve Inskeep, just back from Israel, has a book called Differ We Must, How Lincoln Succeeded in a Divided America. And may we continue to succeed in that divided America, maybe making it a little bit less divided for the sake of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug. It's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.